Hello. Welcome to another episode of Small Voice. My name is Bill Lang, and I am one of a group that has come together to offer short thought pieces that might lead to a deeper conversation. We all long for connectedness. Connection is a story about one man's call. His way of asking, is there anyone out there? Listen now as Jean Shannon tells her story of connection.
How do you describe that double tinkle? You know, that particular ring of an old-fashioned shop doorbell. It's almost like a time machine that takes us back to our childhood. And when we entered, it was a large shop, the size of an old haberdashery, but filled with things. Bookshelf-like cupboards rose up the walls. Two- and three-tiered display stands stood diagonally across the wooden floor. In a small country town in rural Victoria, there was a menorah in the window that called us in. Why would a shop full of curios have a modern, beaten, silver and aluminium menorah? That beautiful candelabra that's used on at Hanukkah on the Jewish Sabbath. It was beautiful and out of place in a bric-a-brac, like an IQ test might ask, what object in this set does not belong? There were dolls and china figurines, painted plates and antique teapots, and lots of crystal tchotskis that were once birthday and wedding presents. And amongst it all, there was this elegant, contemporary, artful menorah. We entered, and the shop was empty. We called out, nothing. We called again, no answer. Standing a bit hesitant, casting our eyes about, and then finally a shuffling sound, and an older man appeared from the far left-hand corner, hidden by a dusty curtain. It looked as if there was a secret door to the shop next door. Who knows? I asked about the menorah. Ah, he said, others have asked about it before. Most people from Melbourne. It was his secret sign to tell his story. But first, he showed me five others hidden amongst the teapots and mirrors, silver candlesticks and teacup sets. He came from the Netherlands a very long time ago, after the war. His wife was a Roman Catholic, and they had no family in Australia. He was tall, like my grandfather, and somewhere in his 80s. He didn't have a particularly Dutch accent, but more of a soft European melodic tone that was the music of my childhood. It made me lean towards him. As his mother grew frail, he returned a few times to the Netherlands, and on his last trip he noticed she had a menorah in the corner. He didn't even know what it was, but he remembered that his aunt had one similar in her house. His mother was failing, and at last on her deathbed, she told him the story. He was already in his 60s or early 70s when he found out he was Jewish. He was born in 1942, and it appears that although some spelling error, the changing of one or two letters in his name, they did not have a Jewish family name, and they were allowed to live a normal life during the war. As he said this, I knew there was no normal in a Nazi-occupied Holland, but I understood what he was trying to explain. And so, as any discussion or display, any inflection or food preference was erased from the family, and thus from his upbringing. He had no idea. It was only in his old age that his mother and his aunt felt safe enough to have a subtle, unused reminder of their heritage. Still, he had to ask. He said he'd always knew something. It was just a feeling, but he was never sure what it was. He kind of felt Jewish. He was not a practicing Jew. Once he made contact with a community in Melbourne, and after that, they wouldn't leave him alone. He found it very irritating. I know because there is an Australian fundamentalist Jewish group who see themselves as reclaiming all the lost Jews, and they are as determined as Jehovah's Witnesses in their harassment. It was sad, because even though he was not a religious man, it was clear he was hungering for connection, a community of some sort that were his people. As a migrant, I deeply understood how it feels to be an outsider and how sad it is to look through the windows and not be on the inside. And so the menorah is in his window. It is a secret sign that calls people of Jewish heritage into the shop where he can tell his story and have a few moments of connection. We didn't buy the menorah. It was too expensive, and I don't really think he wanted to sell it. It was ordered especially from Israel. He showed us some lesser ones, but we passed. For the rest of the day, and even now, I have a longing, a compulsion, a craving to spend more time with him, to hear the rest of the story, and perhaps for myself, feel that connection that we are looking for.
Thank you, Jean, for that story. Does that raise any questions for you? Perhaps some questions you might ask are, if I were the shopkeeper, what symbol would I put out? With whom am I trying to connect, and why? If this were a sacred site, what symbol would you put out there? You have been listening to Small Voice. We hope that you enjoy listening and are encouraged to share your thoughts with others. To listen to other Small Voice podcasts, please visit our website, smallvoice.net.au.